This is WKAR Online. Today marks the centennial of the birth of civil rights pioneer Rosa Parks, and the birthday is being observed with a full day of events at the Henry Ford in Dearborn. WKAR's Scott Pohl reports.
The story of Rosa Parks and her refusal to yield her seat to a white man on a bus in Montgomery, Alabama in 1955 is well known. 40 years later, TV personality Larry King asked Parks about that day.
You did not get up.
No, I
didn't. Do you know why?
Yes, because I didn't think I should have to get up. I had already paid my fare, and I'm sure he didn't pay any more than I did. And I didn't think that once we take a seat, even in under the segregation conditions, that we should be made to stand up in a crowded bus.
That act of bravery inspired the civil rights movement, and Parks became a symbol of how one person can change the course of events. Parks moved to Detroit a couple of years later, and she made her home in the Motor City until her death in 2005. 4 years before her death, the Henry Ford obtained that historic bus, and having it at the museum has brought the civil rights struggle to life for thousands of visitors. The bus is part of an exhibition called With Liberty and Justice for All. Christian Overland is executive vice president of the Henry Ford.
It starts off with the Declaration of Independence, where Thomas Jefferson, many people wrote those words for our freedom. George Washington, of course, fought for those words. Lincoln died for those words, trying to hold the Union together. And Rosa Parks taught us what those words mean today with her courageous act in 1955, December 1st, by sitting down on the bus and not giving up her seat. We have the actual bus. The bus is the Rosa Parks bus, and it's an incredibly powerful artifact, and I would say the most significant artifact of the modern American civil rights movement.
It really is moving to stand in front of that bus and to step inside that bus.
It is. And, you know, one of the things that we did when we acquired the bus in 2001 is that we wanted to create an experience where people could actually not just look at it, but get in it. And so people can actually get in the bus, sit in the seats, hear from Rosa Parks' own words about what it was like that day on December 1st, 1955, and more importantly, experience that moment listening to her describing what happened. And actually sitting in the seat that she sat in as well. It's so powerful that people, when they leave the bus, they're talking about it. People of different generations sharing stories about whether they were in Montgomery or during that era. School children looking at each other, you know, thinking about, we couldn't sit together back in that era, why? And so it's that power that actually moves people forward. And that's our idea about Henry Ford Museum and that powerful artifact, is that we hope it's inspiring to people to build a better future.
I compare it to visiting the Civil Rights Museum in Memphis, which I've had the opportunity to do. It's a really powerful experience to not only see what they have on display there, but to see the room where Martin Luther King was staying shortly before he was shot. It's a really powerful experience, and seeing the bus makes you feel the same way.
Yes, and the Lorraine Motel, you know, which is a great, great site, and as you said, the National Civil Rights Museum of Memphis is that type of power, too. And I think that what's amazing about these different sites is that people can envision for themselves, after learning the history of it, what actually took place there. And unfortunately, at the Lorraine Motel, it was the end of King's life. But powerful that it is, it, you know, brings you to that moment in time when the struggle was that intense that King lost his life for it. But as we know, life changed, and it's still changing moving forward. But getting back to these sites, especially the Rosa Parks bus, it offers people a glimpse of the past, and we hope that they keep thinking about those stories to not make similar mistakes, but actually make the world better.
Do you know much about what led Rosa Parks to move to Detroit and live out her years in Detroit?
Sure. So, you know, her story is an incredible one. A lot of people think that Rosa Parks was just a tired seamstress that just one day just wouldn't get up, and that's not true. She actually was, in 1943, appointed secretary of the Montgomery National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. She studied this. She prepared for it. She trained for it in the sense of, you know, that moment during the Montgomery bus strike who, you know, trying to define that moment by not giving up her seat. So as courageous as her act was, it was well studied, and she held her composure to go through it. And the thing that people don't really understand is that, yes, she was arrested, but she didn't break down. She did go to jail, so she didn't break down. And actually, that kind of glimpse into that window back then, it put the onus, the perspective on the people that were prosecuting her, and people were outraged. So that led the movement forward. King, as a young minister at that point in time, started to rise in his prominence, and people got behind him. But what happened was, with Rosa, is that it was not all good after that. She, of course, marched with King and other members in different protest marches, but she had to move out of Montgomery, and she ended up making her home in Detroit because she was constantly being hassled and threatened. So she moved to Detroit, lived here for the remainder of her years, and actually worked for John Conyers, a representative of Congress, for many, many years, and chose to make her home in Detroit. And that's one of the reasons why we wanted to bring the Rosa Parks bus to Detroit, too.
Monday is the centennial of her birth. The U.S. Postal Service is releasing a commemorative stamp honoring Rosa Parks that day. And the Henry Ford has a day-long observance planned. Can you give me some of the details about Monday's events?
Absolutely. We're calling it a National Day of Courage. And actually, the Senate, the United States Senate, did a resolution designating the February 4th as the National Day of Courage. The United States Post Office is launching their first day issue of the Rosa Parks Forever stamp in the museum. It is the national celebration of that. We also have Julian Bond, the civil rights activist, who also marched with Rosa Parks and King, who is going to talk about that moment in time as well. Other historians will be there to celebrate with us. Douglas Brinkley, who wrote a book on Rosa Parks, and the brand new biography that's come out, The Rebellious Life of Mrs. Rosa Parks, which is a wonderful biography by Jean Theo Harris of Brooklyn College. That just came out this week, and she's going to be presenting that book on the floor as well. Along with greetings from President Clinton from video message, as well as greetings from the White House in the video stream, too. And what's amazing about this event, it's just not inside Henry Ford Museum. We want everybody to come down and celebrate with us because it's free. It's sponsored by Target, but it's also being streamed live through Detroit Public Television. And so people can actually go to the website, nationaldayofcourage.org, and they can look at the whole event take place, too.
Christian Overland is Executive Vice President of the Henry Ford in Dearborn. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.